Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
Last year, I took my wife and kids to Mexico with our church. We built a home for the Gonzalez family near Tijuana on land that the family had bought through years of hard work while living with their chickens on the dirt floor of their shack. Before we got there, teenagers Pablo and Jose Luis carved an amazingly flat building site out of a steep hillside using the rustiest shovel I've ever seen. Now, it cost me thousands of dollars to build this house, and I had to shut my business down for a week. But I was happy to do it, after it was clear to me that the Gonzalez family is hardworking and law-abiding. They simply have no opportunities. Returning back to the United States, I saw the debate over illegal immigration in a new way. One extreme supports amnesty. The other extreme wants to shoot them on sight. Our president has sued the state of Arizona to prevent enforcement of federal law. The California Supreme Court has ruled that undocumented students should pay subsidized in-state tuition fees. Now I hear calls for Congress to vote on the DREAM Act to give college financial aid to undocumented teenagers. Hold on a minute. This is crazy. There are 500 million people south of our border. If we create a welfare state and then give the welfare to foreigners, how many will come here with their hand out? And what will these young people do if we give them a free education? Will they begin to pay taxes, or will they continue to cheat the system in a more sophisticated way? I'm happy to have foreigners of all kinds come to this country, but let's use some common sense. Everybody needs to put in more than they take out. For hundreds of years, ancient Rome allowed non-Romans to become citizens, but only after serving in the legions for 25 years. I'd rather help a bright kid like Chino Gonzalez to earn her way through college instead of giving a free ride to a kid that's been taught to break the rules. With a Perspective, I'm Joe Madden.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.